Sagadato, Papanato, Candelato, Candamato, Socadatum, Sopalato, Sopelato, Tudelato, Sagadato, Papanato, Candelato, Candamato, Socadatu, Sopalato, Sopelato, Tudelato. But that didn't do both of your minds and death, or pass a captive and bubble. Or didn't them do the third of the third, the third, the the mystery push you on the target, and the composure from the bungle. Tenya tu tu lezo kata nkeke ya fatkwanti sangpite mbako Ukponyo gaba mpezu bamba nge Waspitu no mbempuzo paka nge Pasata baskisi ya bagwada nge Nisisa shweleza zispanga nge Mafage depresha masamanya senza amno Mwaje fresh wana maje mbo nge Sapande du pesha yes bro up the enza bang Tende du pesha na manje nge Afbude do mnya Zoshia minu gule nge Nkuse nesamu Sepedu paka na gay babu tipe I'm keeping on pago, so she put that song cause it's bad with the way. I'm sipping on pando, so she's a good lemon to pin up.
Shagadato, Papanato, Candelato, Candamato, Sukadato, Sopalato, Sopelato, Tudelato, Shagadato, Papanato, Candelato, Candamato, Sukadato, Sopalato, Sopelato, Tudelato, Candelato, 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 Candelato,
Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. Music, like poetry, has message, and history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. News can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking you to pull back the curtain and see our musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibration. So I thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now this morning, this week, Walter Pierce, our student host, makes his focus on golf course owner William James Bill Powell for his choice of diamond. Now, his definition will be sure to spark a little extra commentary when he defines the two words common sense. For our segment of curtains, of course, musically, Walter will present the R&B group New Edition. Rounding out today's program, he will include comments and questions. Actually, he'll take comments and questions from our camp of panelists, who include Tanisha Gardner, Mr. Shelton Harris, Mr. Tamir Davis, better known as the Black Librarian, and yours truly, Dr. Richard Bombay, PhD of musicology. Now, without any further ado, I'd like to bring in our student host, Mr. Walter Pierce. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
I'm doing well, and good morning to everybody out there, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And without any further ado, I would like to go into my first segment of today, which is diamonds. Now see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, again, my diamond for this week is no other than William James Bell Powell. Now, he was born on November 16th, 1922, in Greenville, Alabama, but grew up in Ohio. Powell worked as a caddy as a youth. Then, after high school, he played golf on the Wilberforce University team before serving in World War II with the U.S. Army Air Forces. In 1946, after Powell returned home from the war, the segregationist policies of the time prevented him from golfing on a public golf course in Ohio. So he decided to build his own course. He was denied a GI loan, but was able to get financial support from his brother and two African-American scientists, and bought a dairy farm outside East Canton so he could open a golf course that would welcome players of all races. Powell and his wife, Marcelia, worked long hours preparing the course. They physically moved boulders, pulled up fence posts, and seeded former cow pastures to create Clearview Golf Club, which opened initially as a nine-hole golf course in East Canton, Ohio. In 1978, the Clearview Golf Course was expanded from 9 to 18 holes and was used by thousands of people each year. In 1996, Powell was inducted into the National Black Golf Hall of Fame because of his pioneering effort with the Clearview Golf Club. 5 years later, the Department of Interior designated Clearview as a National Historic Site. The second generation of the Powell family now runs the club. Bill's son, Larry, is the course superintendent and has been recognized by the Golf Course Superintendents Association. In 2009, Bill Powell received the highest honor bestowed by the Professional Golfers Association of America when he was presented with the Distinguished Award Service Award. In his acceptance speech, Powell explained why he had built the Clearview Golf Club, saying, "I did not want other people who wanted to play the game of golf to have to suffer the things that I had." And he'll end up passing away December 31st, 2009, in Canton, Ohio. And that concludes my segment on Bill Powell. And, you know, just to sum it up, really, he was just a guy who was just determined to, you know, have people of all races be together playing the sport of golf, because African Americans were not allowed to play on, you know, European-owned golf courses. So what he wanted to do is create his own to include all people, and now it is getting recognized and being considered a historic site, which is always good to recognize things like this. It's always very good. And, you know, I know, Mr. Bates, when I asked the question, you know, the reason I chose this person, and it is because I do play the sport of golf. And, you know, it's always good when I hear about African-Americans, you know, who made a huge contribution to the sport, because you really don't hear about that. And it's always good when you do, which shows that there were African-Americans before you who pioneered the things that you do now and allow for the things that you do now. And that's just, again, that's just always something that I'm grateful for. But besides that, this is senior host Walter Pierce, and you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU.
Cool it down, slow it down.
It's Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And now I'd like to bring in our panelists just to quickly spark a conversation as it pertains to Bill Powell and overcoming adversity. When you listen to the story that Walter presents, it raises the question of overcoming adversity. And I'd like to say good morning to Mr. Shelton Harris and bring him in and just speak quickly about overcoming adversity for black people, for lack of a better phrase, here in America. Good morning again.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, well, Bill Powell really epitomizes the kind of people who just didn't take no for an answer. You know, and the fact that we have to look at him as a pioneer, it really just shows that there were a lot of obstacles that were set up for black to overcome early in the creation of this country, especially after slavery. And, you know, and he did what he had to do. He did what he had to do for the things he wanted to do, and he didn't let anybody stop him. So kudos to him.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Harris. We'll be certainly coming back to you for more commentary and your viewpoint. I want to bring in, good morning, first of all, Tanisha Gardner, and I want you to speak to Bill Powell and overcoming adversity for black people here in America. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is my first time ever hearing about him, so it makes me want to do more research. And it just makes you think about the time that we live in and now, how things are pretty much still the same, and we're still fighting for, you know, particular freedoms and equality.
Okay. Thank you so much. And, of course, I want to bring in Mr. Tamir Davis, better known as the Black Librarian. And, Tamir, you know, Walter mentioned him, Mr. Powell, being denied the GI Bill. Now, apparently, for him to even apply for the GI Bill, he had to have served his country. But you being a librarian, you probably know a multitude, a plethora of stories of overcoming African Americans, overcoming adversity in this country. But speak specifically to Mr. Powell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, everyone? And reading about him, lightly reading about him, if you look at Bill Powell in terms of the progressive era in the United States of America, Bill Powell was a very important figure in terms of African American life and structure and the ability to actually fight against the cultural norm in terms of not allowing blacks to be inclusive of mainstream culture. If you go and you look at Alfonso Herndon, he did great work as a former slave, and he created the Atlantic Mutual Insurance Company, which is worth nearly $500 million today. So you have A.J. Gaston that did great work. You have, if you look at a book entitled Staking Our Claims, you have blacks in the oil wells in Oklahoma, Tupelo, Oklahoma, that did a lot of great work. I commend the work that Bill Powell have done in terms of developing his company, Clearview Golf Club, and it was great work. It was phenomenal work. But I think the most important thing that we have to look at is that without vision, our people perish. And vision, you got to visualize and you have to imagine and realize that whatever you need to get done can be done. So there's a plethora of blacks in this country and throughout the world still to this day that did phenomenal work and insurmountable odds and made unconditional differences for not just their lives and their families, but for people that benefited in the area and benefited, you know, as citizens of the United States. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your input. Now, we're going to continue with our program. But before we do, we're going to listen to a little bit more music, and then Walter's going to come back with his next segment of definition. And before he does, musically, here's a tune titled Pain.
quit. Big mama said the devil's up to no good, but we can heal it on a Sunday with a good book, or if we kill it on a Monday for a good look. And make it part of the campaign to withstand pain. Me, myself, place it all on my shoulders and give it my all like heavy lifting. No gain without tears and sweat. They claim blue skies with white clouds, steady drifting. But pain come to get ya and hit you like flow. Better times will pick ya. Do what you gotta do. To earn focus in the stormy weather. Come out the tunnel to the light, saying.
For us to slide on into our next segment with student host Walter Pierce. Walter, good morning again, man. And I just want to remind everybody that it's morning someplace in the world. And good morning is basically something that I say so that you can wake up. Take it away, Walter.
Thank you for that. And going into my next segment of today, it is definitions. And see, this segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And now my definition for today, again, is common sense. And I see the online definition here, and it just says a good sense and sound judgment and practical matters. But the reason I really bring up this word for today is because there's a lot of talk about common sense. And is common sense really common? And this is why I'm glad that I have, you know, multiple people on the panel here so I could get everybody's input on this. Really, I'm going to just pass it on to everybody else right now because I want to hear what everyone wants to is going to say about this question I'm about to pose. And the question is common sense really common? And what are some examples of just common sense, if that all makes sense to everybody? So I'll pass it on to you, Mr. Beck.
Okay. And on the pass off, I'm a handoff, right? We're going to do the ook and juke. Something that's done on the football field, right? You being an athlete, you can understand that, Walker. Right, but we're going to go straight to our black librarian, Mr. Tamir Davis. You heard the question. What's your answer?
I mean, when you think in terms of common sense, then we have to look into ways and mores of our culture. I would say, for the most part, there's been a major shift in the culture in America that I have seen, because a lot of the norms that were there before is no longer there. I'm quite sure during the 60s, 70s, and 80s, maybe even the early 90s, even during the millennium, the idea of allowing young kids to smoke weed and open and stuff like that would not have been, it would have been something that's not only frowned upon, but it just wouldn't have happened. The idea of letting young children and their music curse and use terms as the B and all these other different type of terms, at one point you wouldn't hear the B word on TV whatsoever, nowhere. So there's been a major cultural shift in this country. And so I think that people are always trying to find the norm or create a new norm. You have the internet today that whereby if you look at TikTok and all this other type of stuff, it's almost, if you don't put things that's bizarre or that's weird on there or showing your buttocks and showing all this different type of stuff, it's like you're not in the in crowd. And it's unfortunate that social media is not monitored to a degree whereby we don't actually show American culture throughout the world in a negative light. So when you think in terms of common sense, the question is, have we come to a consensus of what common sense is with this new technology that exists, with the reality of just the way the world and the culture is going right now today? So common sense is no longer common. I mean, you may have some building blocks in our community and elders in our community that can give great information. And I don't even think that a lot of young people actually respect the elders to the point where they'll be able to pass on information. So the question is, how do we bring that back? Because our common sense has been lost because things have been out of whack, in my opinion, based on technology, based on the ability to allow young people to do certain things in mainstream media that really denigrates the culture so much so that things are lost. So what is common sense?
Wow. And so you just raised the question once again. Did you hear that, Walter? I'm going to quote a friend of mine. Well, yeah, he's a brother, and we've only met online. His name is Zoe Williams out in California. And he references, he has a phrase that he says, some but not all. Some but not all. So I would like to think, Mr. Davis, I would like to think that young people might be influenced, but I want to say some of our young people, but not all of our young people, are missing the boat of common sense. I want to bring in Tanisha Gardner once again, and you heard the question. You've heard what Mr. Davis had to say, our black librarian, right? I want to throw that in every time I get a chance, right? But what do you think, Tanisha?
At the end of the day, you have choices to make, whether you choose to do right or whether you choose to do wrong. I believe in your life, you always have someone that's going to tell you the right thing, and you're always going to have someone that's going to tell you the wrong thing. And it's up to your willpower, you know, to choose to do, you know, the right thing or the wrong thing. And I believe that's what it means to make a practical judgment, because you're using your discernment, you're using your understanding, you using, I guess, those different scenarios that you're in at that particular moment. And that's why we have to teach the child, you know, what's the right thing to do, even if they do choose wrong, because they understand that everything that you do has consequences. And I think that's what people have to remember. So if you do good things, you have consequences. If you do negative things, they have consequences. And are you able to accept the consequences that is going to be dealt to you? And I think that's what they have to learn. They have to learn how to respect life. Once you respect life and respect yourself, you will go a long way. But if you don't respect life and you're reckless with life, you don't care. And so that means you don't mind hurting other people's, because you don't care about your life, you don't care about others. And that's what we have to be very wary about. And also, as they say, the only reason why evil flourish is because good people do nothing.
Okay. Philosophical meaning and interpretation from Mr. Nisha Gardner of Mr. Shelton Harris. Go for it.
Yeah, well, in this particular phrase, the optimum word here is common. You know, the idea of being the majority of the people who are doing a particular thing. And, you know, it's kind of like democracy. You know, as long as everybody in a democracy has a positive outlook, then your democracy will move forward positively. But if you have a negative outlook with the majority of the people, that becomes the norm. And it's the same thing with common sense. You know, if most people are looking at life in a negative way and pursuing those kind of avenues to, like, perpetuate that same mindset, then common sense changes. The definition of common sense changes, because what's actually common? Do we always have to just pick the good? Or is common, can common be the evil side? It can be either way. So common sense is kind of a tricky phrase to, like, put together without understanding the conditions and stuff around you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Harris. There's two things, good and bad, those two words. And first of all, it reminds me of a course that I took while I'm proud to be a graduate of Seton Hall University. At the same time, it was a struggle. I had a course with Dr. Close. He advised me not to take the class the professor did, because it was on a senior level, and at that time I was just merely a freshman. But I dared to take the challenge of taking his class, and I need to let everybody know I only got a D, but it passed.
A D is a pass. Anyway, what's the point?
Ethics and laws. Laws and ethics of broadcasting. Mr. Davis brought up
some type of regulation for these platforms. And platforms have to establish laws and ethics themselves. I like to say that this program has laws and ethics, some type of morality. And while I'm smiling while I say that,
I stand by that.
And everyone on the panel knows this. Especially when we have to do a show all over again.
But we need to learn how to get into good and bad. We need to learn how to define what we mean when we say good. And we need how to define what we really mean when we say bad. Because as many times as we say those phrases, good and bad, we lack the definition of what we mean. And so it is just a vague phrase that lends us to believe that, oh, everything is good. Oh, no, that's bad. But, you know, in the words of Michael Jackson,
who's bad?
Right?
He said, I'm bad. And when it came down to the music, he was bad. So, hey, did he lack common sense? Walter, I turn it to you.
Yeah, but besides that, it was just great that we have all these different perspectives and, you know, really goes in depth into common sense, because I was somebody who was starting to think, you know, it's not really true common sense. It's just, you know, I guess whatever you're taught or whatever you're brought around, that's just something that is common to you. And I guess that's a common sense you can have. But so most people's definitions, it's not everything that they say is not really common. And you don't see it really that often, especially today. And, yeah, just besides that, through and host Walter Pierce, tuned in to 89.5 WSOU.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentioned on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. I like filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Just the tribe of the game with the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Now it's time for our segment of Curtain, which is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains of the stage. Many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of the community, but this particular segment looks and focuses on the benefits that the community has gained from the artist. Curtains is a review of the musical growth and history and the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of the listening audience. Musical and lyrical and social consciousness presented by the artist over a period of time and streams and during this period of time, CD and still vinyl releases. Curtains serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist and their genius, this R&B new edition group and their involvement in influencing all people and style and creativity in the world today. Take it away.
Yes, and thank you for that introduction. But now it is time to get into my curtain for today, which is New Edition. And see, most of us listening right now has either, you know, watched the New Edition movie or already knows about New Edition. So I want to talk more about their comeback. And the solo pursuits follow New Edition's second breakup, and they eventually reunited. Sans Bobby Brown in 2002. Sean Diddy Combs, CEO of Bad Boy Records, signed the group to his label. One Love was issued in 2004. It debuted at number 12 on the Billboard's 200, but continued to decline. New Edition eventually asked to be released from their contract with Bad Boy due to creative differences. In 2005, New Edition performed at BET's 25th anniversary special. Bobby Brown joined the group for a performance of Mr. Telephone Man. New Edition announced a world tour to celebrate the 30th anniversary in 2012. That same year, they received a Soul Train Award for Lifetime Achievement. In 2015, BET announced a three-night scripted miniseries about the group that will air sometime, that would have aired in 2016. And I'm talking about the New Edition, a movie that, you know, we've watched, most of us watched here. You know, Ricky Bell, Ronnie DeVoe, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant, and the original choreography and longtime manager were all co-producers of, you know, the movie. And, you know, that's what I have for that. And, you know, the reason I have that is if you go back, you know, after the breakup they had, and you usually see this a lot in music, that a lot of musical groups, I know some of y'all can attest to this, will eventually break up and they'll go on their solo career paths. But usually they don't really come back together. But as you see for, you know, New Edition, they actually did. They came back, they did a couple of songs and did some more tours, which is always something that is good, you know, for especially the people who listen to their music and absolutely love it. It's always good for a musical group to, you know, come back and continue to perform. Because, again, you know, as we see in history, a lot of groups do not come back together. So besides that, I would like to pass it on, you know, to everybody else who has, you know, some more information they want to share that probably people doesn't know or already know about New Edition.
Mr. Harris, what do you know about New Edition?
I've heard a couple of their songs over the years, but they really came out. They came out as a foil against the Jackson Five.
You know, everybody tried to say, okay, I'm gonna get a group, and I'm gonna put together five people, and we're gonna try to battle the Jackson Five. You know, they were pretty good at it. You know, as far as being successful musically, and having some kind of longevity with their stuff. Usually, people come in, they'd be the one-hit wonders, and then you never hear from them again. But like Walter was saying, because of creative differences between them and the record companies and amongst themselves, they was able to overcome those type of things, whether it was for financial considerations or whether it was for real love between the people in the group. But they've been a good group. They've been a good group. They give a heck of a show if you ever seen them live. You know, and there's really nothing negative you can say about New Edition. You know, and they're trying to do something now. They're trying to make it a newer edition. So,
okay.
You know, good for them.
Tanisha, thank you. Tanisha Gardner, New Edition, have you ever been to a concert? Do you love the music? What do you think?
No, I've never been to a concert. I don't know. The last time I listened to New Edition when I was in high school, so it was like a long time ago. I don't listen to their music now. But it's so funny. I guess I say that it's so funny because when I listen to the Oldies But Goodies, because I learned that from my mom, and it makes me think of, like you just said, the Jackson 5, the Stylistics, the, you know, the Manhattans, and all those different type of groups, and how their music is still pervient to now, and it's still being played. So I say the older groups is what sets the par for these new groups to spur up.
Okay. Well, that being said, we're going to come back to the Black Librarian in just a moment, right? And Walter may have to escape us early today, but Oldies But Goodies, music that withstands the test of time, let's check it out. And I have to ask you, can you stand the rain?
You're listening to
Quest Youth Radio.
Oh,
Generation, Aesop's fables have been read, taught, and sung about. And at one point or another, you probably heard at least one of Aesop's fables. But some of the favorites include The Boy Who Cried Tortoise and the Hare, The Lion and the Mouse. And for years, children have learned the importance of being kind and selfless and giving. Well, we've rounded out and learned the importance of being kind. But more importantly, Aesop's fables believe that, most importantly, they're lessons of the world. And with that being said, mental health is one of the lessons that we have to learn in our community and all communities. And so if you need someone to talk to, there's indeed a phone number that you can call to get help. Before I introduce to you the next segment, which is going to be a fable, I'd like to say, you can dial 1-800 662-4357.
Now that's 1-800-662-HELP. 1-800-662-4357.
Now, without any further ado, the gnat and the bull. You're probably not that important is the moral of the story. You're probably not that important? What do you mean? Well, the gnat settles down on the horn of a bull, and after a while, the gnat decides to fly off. Before leaving, he asks the bull if it's okay for him to leave. The bull didn't even notice the gnat. So he replies, I did not even know that you had come, and I shall not miss you when you go away. Now, here's a lesson. Some men and women are more of consequence. Some men are of more consequences in their own eyes than in the eyes of their neighbors. Of course, this doesn't mean that you are insignificant, but sometimes things that you may say can make you look like a fool. It is therefore important to be yourself and not expect everyone to notice you and your presence all the time. So I want to bring in our Black librarian to speak to this particular fable and New Edition, if you may.
I'll start with New Edition. I tell you, I started reminiscing about Can You Stand the Rain, and I thought I was an R&B singer until I got cursed out. It sounded like a big cacophony. Let New Edition do what they need to do. But one of the things I can say about New Edition and the them coming, the group actually stemming from Roxbury, Massachusetts, and actually changing the dynamics and staying consistent despite the adversities with the group, despite the ups and downs with the music industry, dealing with the executives and stuff like that, they're still here. They're still here, and people still resonate with their music. So I really respect what they have done in its long in the longevity. And in terms of the Aesop fables, I think it's very important for people to understand that it's important to not make yourself seem bigger than what you are and what you can be, and to also allow yourself to be, because that. The whole thing that I got from the whole Aesop's fable for me in that particular lesson is that people tend to exaggerate their need for presence in their existence more so than what it actually is, you know, and the way in which the response to the knack is that I didn't realize you were here. So, you know, some people it's always important to keep your attention on yourself, but at the same time, be humble and not be arrogant and embrace life. That's the way I take it.
Okay. Well, I'm not letting you off the hook just yet because you talked.
Cool.
We spoke. Yeah, no, we spoke about the cesspool on social media platforms. Everyone seems to be like that, not on the bull's horn. Can you relate?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. So what happens is, yeah, so I can tie it into modern-day world of social media. There's a – based on the fact that the whole music industry, due to the bankruptcy, go as far back as Synapse uploads and downloads and so on and so forth, stuff like that, I would say maybe up to maybe 40% of most industry music that's coming out is coming out through independent streaming, so on and so forth, stuff like that. And it's not being properly monitored. And many of the artists have this tendency to think and it's successful that they're more important than what they actually are. And then when that happens, you can see a lot of mistakes that take place with the groups, with the gangsterism that's seeping in to a lot of other different type of things. And that's just to realize that you're not more important than what you actually are, and it's always important to still maintain culture and its folk ways and mores. We talked about that earlier.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Harris, the gnat. Mr. Harris, the gnat and the bull.
Yeah, that's to piggyback on what y'all was just saying. You know, like you said, people like to blow their own horns. You know, whether anybody else can hear it or not. You know, and this is something that our society is kind of, everybody is a star. You know, everybody gets the trophy during the stuff. You know, if you're just as important if you was a participant as if you was a winner. You know, this all, everybody is great. But that's kind of a misnomer because everybody can't be the best. Everybody could be good, but everybody can't be the best. And we're kind of deluding a lot of this generation and maybe the past generation into thinking that you're great, baby. You can be anything. You can do anything. And in reality, you know, not the dream bus, but that's not true. And, you know, and to tell your kids that, and when they meet the frustration of not being able to reach that goal, are you really helping them? You know, so we need to look at things a little different as a society. And it starts at home. You know, stop lying to your kids.
Okay. Tanisha Gardner, go for it.
Yeah, I guess I looked at it differently. When I thought about the Nats, it makes you think about who you are, and you don't have to get acceptance from other people to be recognized. As long as you do your job and you're good at it and you stay in your lane, that's all that counts.
Okay. Walter, if you're still there, and I know you are, that's the last word. That's a wrap. Close us out.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And besides that, Quest Youth Radio is the best youth
everybody,
radio.
The best youth radio. I didn't
best
hear everybody.
Radio.
Once again, Quest Youth Radio is the best youth
the best
radio.
Youth radio.
Thank you. We leave you with the sound of New Edition. Thank you.
Is in the tears I cry.